The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You know, usually, almost always, I begin the program at 3:30 on Mondays by giving you a little update on what Joy and I did over the weekend. I don't talk about us, myself, very often. I really don't. Sometimes I'll tell you some personal stories, but usually on Mondays, right out of the gate at 3:30, I give you a little update on the weekend and so forth. And I didn't today, and I feel kind of bad because I had a great weekend. Joy and I really did. Joy and I got to spend some wonderful, precious time with two of our grandchildren that we had not seen for a long time. And those of you that are grandparents and you've not been able to see your grandkids for a long time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was glorious, heaven-sent, and wonderful. It really was. Got to do that on Saturday, and then yesterday morning, I had the privilege of preaching in the two morning services at Shepherd of the Valley United Brethren Church in Christ. Yeah, Church in Christ down in Logan. What sweet people. Great time. They, I think this was just their second Sunday being open, I think. And bless their hearts. They had followed all of the CDC rules and regulations and where you could sit, and they had all their windows open and a fan blowing to keep air circulating, and they were doing everything they possibly could to be safe. Most of the folks wore masks. Not everybody. It wasn't required, but it was suggested. Normally, they would have one Sunday morning service, but so they could spread people out, they had two, and they had wonderful crowds in both churches, or both churches, both services, and just had a wonderful time. And I was just reminded again, the big churches get so much of the news, so much of the attention, and Joy and I are members of a very large church, and it's wonderful. We are so grateful for our church. We love it. I mean, we do. We absolutely love our home church. And it's a large church. But let's not forget, the overwhelming majority of what happens in God's kingdom occurs in small churches. The overwhelming majority. The people that come to Christ, the people that are baptized, the people that are discipled, the overwhelming majority of people that are reached, the things that are done in God's kingdom, occur in small churches. And I say that to encourage you if you are a part of a small church. Bless your heart. Now, don't try to stay small. I don't believe God ever blesses a church that has an attitude of us four and no more. That's wrong. We don't want a bunch of visitors in here. They'll mess everything up. No, you want to reach people for Christ. But anyway, it was great. It was just wonderful. Hey, Father's Day is this Sunday. And if you were listening back the week before Mother's Day, we gave away a whole bunch of Mother's Day baskets, and it was wildly successful. The ladies who won them just raved about the baskets. Well, guess what? I've got Father's Day baskets to give away. Yeah. And I know they're not filled with flowers and fruit. Barbecue stuff, manly stuff. Yeah, manly baskets. They are baskets. But I just went and looked at them, and they are really cool. They are Father's Day baskets. And here's the drill. When I tell you to call, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. But when I tell you to call, the first three callers today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, all three of those first three callers are going to win a really cool Father's Day basket. Now, you got to come to the radio station to pick it up. We're located just north of Worthington on High Street. And Jeff, my engineer, will give you the details. You'll need to call and tell us when you're coming to pick it up because of the whole COVID-19 thing. But I promise you it'll be worth your trip to pick up the basket. So today, tomorrow, Wednesday, callers number 1, 2, and 3, when I tell you not yet, not yet, not yet, all three of those callers are going to win a basket. Three today, three tomorrow, three Wednesday. And then on Thursday, one of those nine, well, they're going to win the grand prize basket, and it is really, really cool. So you got it? Three today, three tomorrow, three Wednesday. There will be nine winners. These are for fathers. Now, you don't have to be a father to call. If you're a wife, a mother, and you want to give it to your husband, cool. If you want to win it for your dad, cool. But I just want you to know these are masculine Father's Day baskets. So you got it? Three today, three tomorrow, three Wednesday. And then on Thursday, a grand prize winner will be chosen. And that one's a big basket. All right, now that you know the drill, first three callers right now at 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Callers number 1, 2, and 3. First three callers right now. You're going to win a very nice basket. And please understand, you're going to have to come. Well, they're gone. they're gone, all three of them. But tomorrow we'll do the same, and I'm going to try to remember to do it in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. Okay? So if you didn't win today, and they're all gone, all three of them are gone, like in a heartbeat, I'll try to remember to do it in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. Okay? So three today, three tomorrow, three Wednesday, and then on Thursday, a big grand prize winner, and that's just really cool. We did it for the mothers, and we didn't want to discriminate against the guys. Hey, we've been talking about mail-in voting, and I have said over and over and over again, mail-in voting is a recipe for fraud. When Joy and I voted in this last primary, and the only way you could vote was by mail, and when we got the ballot in the mail, one of the first things I thought was, this would be so easy to cheat. Now, we didn't, but we are hearing from the liberal left, we're going to vote by mail, we're going to vote by mail. Okay, it's not safe to vote in person, even in November. We're going to call for a nationwide vote by mail. Uh-huh, because of the potential for fraud. Get this. The NAACP in Paterson, New Jersey. Yeah, this is the NAACP in Paterson, New Jersey has said we need to, quote, invalidate the entire election. They had election for city council, and it was so corrupt, so wrought with fraud, that the NAACP has come out and said, the head of the Paterson NAACP said, quote, invalidate the election, let's do it again. He said that, you ready for this? This is one local election. He said more than 20% of all ballots were disqualified because of voter fraud allegations. Quote, these kinds of acts make people not to want to vote anymore. They feel disenfranchised, disconnected, that their votes don't count. That is not fair to people. One individual, a Patterson civil rights activist, said, and I quote, I was robbed of the right to vote or not vote. I was disenfranchised. And so get this. The NAACP in Patterson, New Jersey, is saying, and I quote, it is what is right for the people. We need in-person voting machines with social distancing. That's the Patterson, New Jersey, NAACP, saying the mail, vote-by-mail election, 20% fraudulent, and they're demanding a brand new election. No more mail-in. Isn't it interesting what happens when you are affected? Yeah. Oh, I pray that we do not have mail-in elections anywhere in America. It is just absolutely ripe for fraud. It is. So that's not exactly a conservative organization saying that. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. When we come back, I have obtained a letter from a Central Ohio Board of Education to all of the teachers in their district. Yeah, wait till you hear what they are saying to their teachers. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I want to be careful when I read you a portion of this letter because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But I have in my hands a copy of a letter sent by a Central Ohio school board to the teachers within this district. And it is signed by all of the board members of that particular Central Ohio school board. Now, again, I want to be careful that I don't divulge my source or get someone in trouble. But it is a letter dated June 8th, and it is the official Board of Education statement sent out to all of the teachers in the district. And it begins by saying, the senseless death of George Floyd and others who have lost their lives tragically to systematic racism has left us frustrated, angry, and saddened. All right, now, number one, we do not know that George Floyd's death was a racist issue. But it was a white police officer and a black man. I know. But we have no idea whether race had anything to do with it. We now know that George Floyd and the police officer who killed him knew each other. They had worked together at a nightclub as security guards, and they didn't like each other. Now, we have no clue whether race had anything to do with it. We don't know that. Was it an unjust death? Yes. Should the police officer be charged with murder? Yes. But here is a school district, and here is my problem. Jumping to conclusions that divide us. Was it a senseless death? Yes. Was it police brutality? Yes. Continuing. People have the right to be angry at the ongoing problems of racial injustice and other inequalities in our community, state, and country. And I'm going to run out of time. Let me jump down three paragraphs. Quote, there is no place for hatred and racism in our schools. Agreed. I agree. But it goes on. We must continue to educate our children on the importance of diversity, inclusiveness. If you know anything about our public schools, inclusiveness is the gay agenda. And humanity, listen, and I quote, to nurture tomorrow's advocates and activists through today's teaching. I had no idea the purpose of our public schools was to create activists. Really? That's the purpose of schools, to create activists? Well, that is what this Central Ohio School District believes. The reason why you send your kids to this school district is so that your kids can be turned into little activists. So much for reading, writing, and arithmetic, and teaching them facts, and teaching them qualities like virtue and respect. This is why our public schools are such a terrible, terrible mess. All right. I'm just so grateful that you were along for the ride. This Supreme Court decision that we spent a lot of time talking about is very, very concerning. But as my guest reminded us, and as I try to remind all of us often, God is in control. He is in control. So I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But we can sure spend a little bit more time in prayer. All right. Thanks so much. I hope you have a great evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.